Each and every one. And if you want to find them, you can find them in the pot. Woo! Now there's a mechanical book in Eater hanging by the loo. I'm waiting for that special someone. Will he go ask you for a whiskey and a cigarette and a place to spend the night? And doing all the kinky things he knows are just a night. Woo!
This is Chris, and welcome to Volume 149 of The Grind PRC. We've got another short show for you this week, but we're packing it full of great stuff. Our Calgary correspondent, Miss Stacey Steele, recently talked with Paul McKenzie of The Real McKenzies. These guys will be hitting the highways of Western Canada in and around St. Paddy's Day. Of course, we started the show off with a McKenzie's track. From their Clash of the Tartans release, that was Bastards. We'll be hearing Stacey's chat with Paul in under 15 minutes. And to take us there, we've got a few tracks from a new artist on Fat Records, whose debut album was re-released on that label last month. I'm talking about the foursome of mystery and sappy pop punk with an edge, Masked Intruder. These guys originally released their self-titled full-length on Red Scare last year, and now with the full weight of the Fat family behind them, they're taking to the road hard this year to get their name out. This is 25 to Life.
Whenever you're in it, well, I don't buy it. And anyway, being locked away, just meant waking up next to you every
Madison-based masked musicians are on tour now through the states with The Queers and Teenage Bottle Rocket, joined by The Dopamines and Off With Their Heads for a few dates, as well as a gig with The Ataris and Dan Vapid and The Cheats on the 21st of this month in Green Bay. Masked Intruder will be releasing a split with Dan Vapid and The Cheats out sometime this April. I Don't Want to Be Alone Tonight, another cut off of their full-length debut, and I don't think these guys will be alone for a while as they have a busy April and May ahead of them on the road, with the European tour kicking off in London and seeing them play shows throughout Germany with bands like Polar Bear Club and the Flatliners, before heading back to finish May off with shows in the States and Canada, with mixtapes as well as an appearance at Montreal's Pooza Fest, and then going back to Europe to play Grozrock this summer. MaskedIntruder.bandcamp.com or Facebook.com/MaskedIntruder to sleuth these guys online. And one more track on today's grind, Stick 'Em Up.
Asleep. Give me- and Bloody never made us turn away. Next weekend there'll be more great bands on Sunday matinee.
And a little Dropkick Murphy's Sunday Hardcore Matinee to get us in the Celtic Punk groove. A quick programming note for you, we will be celebrating our 150th volume of The Grind next Friday, March 15th, with a jam-packed show featuring three interviews conducted by our Ottawa correspondent Marcus. He recently caught up with the guys in Hamilton's Adelita, Toronto singer-songwriter who you may also know from her awesome acoustic covers Jen Fiorentino, and Quebec City's melodic punk masters in Mute. We'll be hearing those interviews as well as some tunes from some great Mailbox artists. Although a wee bit early, today's volume might as well be our St. Paddy's Day show. So grab a Guinness or some whiskey and here we go. This is Hothead off of Chicago Celtic Punk's Flatfoot 56's Blackthorn release, and then on to our Mackenzie segment.
Everyone, you're checking out The Grind PRC. This is Stacey Steele. For over 20 years, Vancouver's The Real Mackenzies have been an unstoppable touring machine, captivating audiences around the world with their uncompromising concoction of punk rock, folk songs, and traditional Celtic sing-alongs.
From West Winds, The Blue Nose.
Jim Rowe, and Big Bus Miller, Lou and Co. I lunched in Nunnabrig, Nova Scotia, 1921. Caressing my lady, Audrey Smith, she slipped into the bay. Of Captain Angus Walters, a skipper of Harriet Gray, the Blue Nose man was on her way. Season after season, our regattas she'd endure. She won the cup for fastest ship, and this we know for sure. For 17 years, no challenger could bust a championship. For Captain Angus Walters, asking for a high degree, the fastest schooner ever, she was the champion of the sea. Country bested as it came to be. Our Angus and his crew were quite the team. The Blue Guns was the fastest ship, making no mistake. All others fluttered in her wake. Germany had cut her in her sights. It surfaced and caught, I use a Blue Nose Angus quite as great. I'd sink you with torpedoes now if you were not the champ. So get back into the harbor now, I cannot sink your ship, cause you're the screen or none could wait. She's obsolete in 46, eventually was sold. A freighter in the Caribbean, this was now her home. Laden with bananas as she struck a Haitian shore. Her path was broken hopelessly, she floundered on the reef. She broke the heart with no relief. She was the champion of the sea. None could best her as it came to be. Our Angus and his crew were quite the team. The Blue Nose was the fastest ship, making a mistake. All of us fired in her way.
I'm on the phone this afternoon speaking to Paul McKenzie of Vancouver's The Real McKenzies. How are you doing this afternoon, Paul?
Well, I'm Paul McKenzie of The Real McKenzies, and it's very interesting. I woke up this morning and I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, hey, I'm me again. And so we have another day. Really happy to be back in Canada for a little while and running about all willy-nilly, and Calgary is always a great show.
Absolutely. You guys are about to embark on a tour of Alberta and BC, supporting last year's West Winds, and you guys are starting the tour on March 7th in Vancouver. Tell us a little bit about this tour. Is it about a week or two long, 10 days?
Well, it's. I was expecting it to be a little bigger than it actually is, because I'm used to that sort of thing. But, you know, we'll take what we can get, and it's really great to be going to all the cool little towns that been neglecting over the past little while. I mean, we did a tour with Reverend Horton Heaton not long ago that took us into the central part of British Columbia. But we get to do, I've always loved playing Lethbridge and places like that, you know?
Yeah, you're playing a lot of smaller venues.
All of my cool little nieces and nieces and nephews show up there. Because I have a brother out there.
Oh, nice. Who is your support for this tour?
The East End Radicals.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's the name of the band. They're a great rock and roll band.
How were they able to get support on your tour?
They're from Montreal, and they're connected with Stomp Records that we're associated with. It works out really well.
Tell us a little bit, for those people that don't know, about your latest release, West Winds, and are you guys in the process of writing new material?
Of course. We're always writing new material. We're in the process of pre-production for our next album right now. But some interesting little point here that you might not know is that we recorded that album in Nanton, Alberta.
Oh, wow.
Which is not far from your hometown there.
Not at all.
And, it's Crabapple Downs recording studio in Nanton, Alberta.
Was that the first time you recorded there?
Really cool. And we record in big cities, and there's all kinds of distractions, if you know what I mean, when you're in a big town. But in Nanton, there's nothing to do but record, which is really cool. And I remember Steve Laurie, who was the engineer and owner of the studio, said, oh, I can hardly wait for Saturday night. Saturday night. And I'm thinking, like, wow, you know, Saturday night. What are we going to do? Well, it's a full moon Saturday night, and we're going to watch the cows repel the wolf's attack. And all the wolves were howling all around the cows, and they all got really close to protect one another.
Mm-hmm.
It was really quite an interesting thing to do on Saturday night. So instead of going downtown and, you know, doing the rock and roll hoochie-coo thing, we went and watched the cows.
Actually, that's a pretty decent way to spend a Saturday.
On the prairie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's pretty cool then. There's also, I was billeted in the hotel, the National Hotel in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And Bandit the Cat befriended me. So every time I came home, Bandit the Cat came into my room. And it was really cool because after I left, Bandit the Cat was stolen by a farm hockey team. And she was taken away 200 kilometers from her home, and they just threw her out of the gas station, out of their mobile home or whatever, and she walked home, and they had to cut her ears off because they were frustrated.
Oh, no.
If I ever find that hockey team, if I ever find them, wolves hurt them.
Did you write a song about it?
I'm going to. I'm in the midst of doing it now. Very courageous critter.
Yes.
Yes, we like that.
The Ballad of Grey Friars Bobby.
Master sat together, though they're dead. The bonds that they share reaches far beyond the grave. So now you know the story. If anybody asks you, you tell them of the statue that's in Edinburgh today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a battle of Great Britain, Bobby. The dog would turn his master, he would stay. No pain, no fear. For 14 long years, he stood by his master's grave. And he's still standing there.
Do you think you'd ever record in Nanton again?
Yes, I think we're going to do our next album then.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. Well, you have to keep us in the loop about that.
Well, I can hardly wait to get to the toy store in High River. Because they have these Boswood airplanes that I really like to build.
Yeah, I've been there before.
And they don't make stuff like that very much anymore. All the kids like the computer-y stuff. I'm still a hands-on toy guy. You know, racing car sets, flying models.
DIY.
Oh, yeah. Maybe someday I'll grow up in my next life.
Why not? I saw you perform last year at Punk Rock Bowling at the Gold Spike Pool Party and on the main stage at Punk Rock Bowling in Las Vegas.
Was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Was that you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
But I had to keep my Glen Gary soaked down with water because I don't do well on the heat.
Yeah, it was really hot.
I'm like a snowman. I'll just melt. And there's nothing left but a hat, two pieces of coal and a carrot, and a scarf.
That's all you need.
I was really happy with the way that turned out, although I got cantankerously taste tanked on the first night. And the second night and the third night was okay. But it was really cool because after we did the pool party, I went to buy some beer with some esteemed colleagues and I. And we ended up in the parking lot beside the beer store that had a really great view of the stage. And everyone was saying, hey, what are you doing here, man? You're a backstage pass. I'm saying, well, what do you mean, what am I doing here? I mean, this is the $50 seat right here. You know, the beer store is right over there. There's a bunch of interesting individuals that are saving money by having a parking lot party instead of going into the gig. And yeah, I was with my peers. It was quite good until the police came, and they ruined everything, as usual.
Oh, they always do. It's not fun. Yeah, I think they should concentrate on getting the bad guys, not the good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All we were doing was smoking and drinking and dancing to Lucy Pierce. I mean, what's against the law about that?
Cut from their live German recording release, Shine Not Burn. This is Poor Decisions.
Come on! I'm a Canada and a Canadian, Scottish Canadian with opportunity. I could have been a manager of a brewery, making it for everyone, but most of all for me. My mama was an Amherst cook, but not a soda shirt, and neither none of them was good enough to see. I could have been to the hills, I run a few shows, I made a fortune teller who's beyond the law. Hey!
Poor decision, a drunk musician, just
and I'm okay with that. I was suspended, little panties and a bra. I used to be a socialist, I sort of communist. Now I'm a pessimist and I don't share it all. I could have been a minister, a holy predator. I'm out of faith to live with a world. Perhaps a Scientologist, beyond a hobbyist. I sort of count the terms of people in the sea. Hey!
Poor decision, a drunk musician just ain't as cute at 53. I have forsaken money maker. Yeah, you still wish you were me.
Exactly. You guys are known for playing live shows. Do you take that element of the band into the studio with you when you record as well?
Yes, well, we've done that quite a lot by having an in-studio party sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, we did a live recording in the Wild at Heart in Kreuzberg, Berlin. And the Rue McKenzie Supporters Club showed up and filled up most of the club. And it was quite a cacophony of heckling at times. Lots of beer. Had three kegs of good burger beer.
Three kegs? That's it?
Three kegs. At night.
Oh, at night. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so it took us three days to record, so we had nine kegs of beer.
And you survived.
It was a good time by all.
Absolutely.
Well, even I liked it.
Can I come watch you record next time?
Yes, you most certainly can.
Absolutely. If there's a keg of beer, I'm there.
Yeah, come down to Manhattan.
Yes, it's not far. I'll come down and see you.
Give us a call. You know, fill up your car with a bunch of worthy friends and stuff, and come down and you can watch the cows and the wolves with us.
Yeah, we'll do that on a full moon night. And we'll bring a keg of beer in the back of the truck, too. Actually, no, we can't do that. I forgot.
Bring a flatbed truck with some hay bales on it.
Yeah, we could. That's Alberta. That's definitely doable.
And dress up like the girls on Hee Haw.
On what?
Remember Hee Haw?
Hee Haw.
It was a television program. It was a country television program that featured Buck Owens and Roy Clark, really excellent guitar figures.
Okay.
You got it. You can see it on the computer. It's really stupid 70s stuff. You'll love it.
I definitely will. Tell me what's one of your favorite songs to play live, and which one seems to get the most fan reaction, Paul?
That is a difficult question. Hold on. Maybe I should field that question over to Brent, because he's a new guy.
Okay.
Just a minute. Hey, what's your favorite song to play, and what's the crowd reaction?
Either Best Day or 10,000 Shots.
10,000 Shots.
Or 10,000 Shots. I like all of them. That's why that's a very unfair question to ask me. He's a new guy, and he's more objective than I am. So, Best Day Till Tomorrow or 10,000 Shots in terms of crowd reaction.
Yeah, 10,000 Shots is my favorite.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good song.
Bonafide Scots motherfucker. Do you know about Robert Burns?
Oh, I sure do. I'm half Scottish.
Excellent.
Yep.
Well, then you know that there's a Robert Burns statue in every major city in Canada, donated by the Robert Burns Society in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably got one in Calgary.
Yeah, I don't know where it is, though. I got to do some sleuthing, I think. I'm not representing my culture well.
Put a wee piece of haggis in his hand, will ya?
I will. I'll do it for you.
Brent, there was a time that I had a belt that the belt buckle had fallen off, so I glued a piece of Robert Burns' picture onto it years ago with my kilt belt. And I remember walking into a show and having someone say, "Can you imagine the gall of that guy? What an ego he's got!" And his friend says, "What do you mean?" He said, "He's got a picture of himself on his belt." And I felt like turning around and shaking that guy's hand. But of course, I was late for sound check, so I couldn't do that.
Right.
But what a compliment, eh?
Oh, that's a huge compliment.
Wow. Thanks, man.
That's a big compliment.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't look very good right now.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Just a skeleton, a Scottish skeleton somewhere.
Well, you'll have to change it.
I'm trying to lose some weight. You know, I'm on my way. I'm getting old myself, you know. It won't be long before I end my puff on this planet, get off the planet Scott where I belong.
Are you playing any festivals this summer before you decide to leave the planet?
Yes, I think so. But that has yet to be told to me. We're going to do some Tasmania, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Japan, China, and Europe. Then we're going to think about doing stuff here.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll do stuff here before we leave for that. It's all up in the air right now.
Yeah. We'd love to see you twice in 1 year.
With the new year. But, yeah. You know, we're ready to work, and we're always continuously writing and recording, and we're not going to go away like everyone wants us to. Why don't we just go away? Why don't you just give up? But we don't have that option because we still have lots of stuff left to do.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Looking.
There's lots of scotch to drink and lots of haggis to eat and lots of dances to be danced. So we'll just stick around for that.
And recording in Nanton with the cows.
Well, it's not confirmed, but I'm pretty sure if we're going to do another album, it's a pretty good way to go. I mean, I really like Steve Green as his wife and dog, Sam. Sam, the dog, is very cool. And, of course, Bandit the Cat.
Yeah, we have to find the cat.
On our latest album, we even thanked Bandit the Cat. If you ever go to Nanton, Alberta, go to the National Hotel, and there's a big orange cat that lives there, and that's Bandit.
I'll find him.
And believe me, she's worth visiting.
Yes.
She says all kinds of things like bramp and meow and things like that.
Looking back on the past 20 years, what advice would you give your younger self?
Drink good booze. Stay away from the drugs.
Keep playing music?
Stay active. Run around the block at least 5 times a day. Buy a bicycle. Calisthenics are good. Don't eat out of a package.
I like that one.
Chop your own onion.
Chop your own onions and kill your own food.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you stay away from the bad stuff, the good stuff will come to you.
Good words to live by.
Oh, yeah, I don't believe politicians.
No, but I think we all know
that's
that.
That's another good thing. If you believe them and you go down that route, you'll just get screwed. Because that's what it's all about. Because
mm-hmm.
we all know that Canada is a government that hates its people.
Yes.
Don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we like to stay informed. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our interview, Paul? Any other things coming up in the Real Mackenzies camp besides this tour?
Well, I would like to add that it's going to be a great thing to get back to Calgary, Alberta, and you know, have all our fans and you know, youngsters and oldsters alike all peeling in and having a good time. It's always very nice, and I want to you know thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for supporting us for all these years and stuff. And come down and have a beer and a scotch, and we'll drink and dance the hoochie cooch.
Yes.
I don't even know what the hoochie cooch is, but I'm sure we'll make it up. We'll make something up.
I'll come down and we can do that together.
Most certainly. Make sure you introduce yourself. I'll probably be either backstage or at the merch booth.
Yeah, I'll find you.
Or in the back alley drinking a cheap bottle of gin or something. I don't know.
I'll look for the Scotsman with a brown paper bag then.
Yeah, well, one of the three places you can find me. And make sure you do that, okay?
Oh, I absolutely will.
Alrighty.
Alright, well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Right on. And don't forget, when you come to the show, bring your mom.
I will. I'll definitely bring my mom for sure.
Excellent.
Thanks again, Paul.
On the wall, tearing the posters down. Institution of elect accusing and the blood all over the stage. Down into the pit with the sweat and the spits and the bone is starting to rage. We don't care who you think we are. And if you can't stand up to the way, then you better get out of the way. Come on, sing when he breaks a string and he's bringing the rah-rah down. An American bass, a mic in the face, a salt of noise and a wall of sound. Wondering like a mother tuning up another guitar he doesn't hold. With a bad reputation all across the nation, we're never quite at home. We don't care who you think we are. Hearts will call us to the grave. We don't care who you think we are. And if you can't stand up to the way, then you better get out.
West Winds, and before that, we heard another cut from that album, I Do What I Want. Catch you on the next grind.